It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. Every year in spring, we expect the lovely pleasure of flowers blooming all around us. But this year, Mother Nature got totally drunk. The super bloom of wildflowers all over Southern California has brought huge crowds to the Antelope Valley Poppy Reserve and beyond. I've read about long lines of cars waiting for hours to enter parkland. So I decided to search for less trampled ground to find wildflowers blooming closer to home. First, I drove up PCH to Temescal Canyons, the point at the bluffs, where I found an expanse of purple flowers. It's not easy to find this hidden in plain sight park, but once you find your way there, you'll want to return again and again. Then I continued driving north to Malibu Canyon's Malibu Creek State Park, where I found mountains covered with the fresh grass and the most beautiful blue-purple blooms. I have no idea what kind of flowers they are. Take a look at the picture on our site and tell me if you know. All these wild blossoms made me think that this spring has turned our gods and angels into artists. And not just any kind of artists, but impressionists. Maybe high above us, in the heavens, all these gods and muses are taking lessons from Claude Monet. And talking about lessons, there is an interesting exhibition at California African American Museum showing works of contemporary black artists getting inspiration and lessons from the art of Charles White, the major American black artist whose retrospective is currently on view at LACMA. These artists' work resonates with White's profound and continuing influence. Among the variety of abstract and figurative artworks, one particularly grabbed my attention, a portrait of contemplative young black woman sitting at a table in her home with a floor made of hundreds of photographic images of black people. Not surprisingly, this large mixed-media artworks giving a place of honor in the exhibition. If I'm not mistaken, it is a self-portrait by the artist Nideka Akunaili Crosby, who received the MacArthur Genius Award in 2017. Another exhibition at California African American Museum introduced me to the art of Oakland-based artist Adia Millett, with the paintings, collages, miniatures, and textile. But the attention grabber was her multidimensional installation expansion, a two-wall mural painting in the shape of a house. Viewers are invited to step onto its grass-covered platform, lounge on a red chaise, and listen to the accompanying audio. Another, much smaller piece of her shows a house against a shimmering gold sky, with fire breaking through its roof. This image, somehow, is both beautiful and unsettling. And here is why. Adia Millett's family home burned in the early 90s. Since then, she has used the image of a home in her art as a metaphor for life and death, destructions and renewal. So, let me finish today's art talk with my thanks to two geniuses of dance, Merce Cunningham and Bob Fosse. On Sunday, I went to LACMA to take one last look at their exhibition dedicated to modern dance choreographer Merce Cunningham, which was closing that day. And yesterday, Monday, I was back at LACMA to see the screening of the famous 1979 film directed by Bob Fosse, All That Jazz. Even after four decades, the magic of this movie is still in full bloom. And if you RSVP soon, we can all meet at LACMA this Thursday for a KCRW partner screening of Fosse Verdon, the new FX show about the personal and professional partnership between Bob Fosse and Gwen Verdon, one of the great Broadway dancers. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.